the time of the year when all good dreams come true. I look at all the toys under the Christmas tree. It makes me think about the way that things could be if people all over the world could just see them too.
Hey, 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 how's it going out there? Merry Christmas or whatever you guys want to celebrate. My name is Joe.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Ho, ho, ho.
You just run in with the happy Kwanzaa, guys. Hey, Carolyn, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the studio.
Thanks.
As we all just look at our phones. As we all just look, sounds, looks just like the modern society of today.
This is very true.
Danny and James are joining us again.
Ah, tag shit, team, we're back.
The tag team champions.
Spreading hate.
Are in, spreading
spreading terrible messages.
Bringing you,
stereotypes.
So what do you think, guys? Do you have the Christmas spirit as we are in the show? As we are almost a week away from Christmas, as it's quite obvious.
I don't know if I'm really feeling it.
What about you, James?
Definitely not.
Definitely not? What about you, Carolyn?
I am in the Christmas spirit. I've been in the Christmas spirit ever since Halloween, when I first started listening to the Michael Bublé Christmas album.
you watched that special, too. I didn't get a chance to see that special.
It was awesome. And I'm a big fan of Michael Bublé right now, and I think that he is a treasure to the world.
Very, very nice. So are you guys watching any, did you see any Christmas specials? Are you watching the Christmas special on your phone right now?
No. I was showing James some more messages of hate and stereotyping.
What? Hate and stereotyping? Is that what
stereotyping.
So what usually gets you guys like in a holiday spirit anyway? Was there anything?
Honestly,
did you just lose it?
It is Christmas. It is Christmas shows and stuff like that. I don't know. I think my personal take on the world is it's kind of jaded. There's a kind of edge and kind of negative edge to everything. And
Carolyn was just talking about that today, that like people seem to be against Christmas.
Well, it's not that I'm against Christmas.
I know you have heart and all that, but I'm just saying that...
You have heart, Danny.
I do have heart.
I think in general, I feel it more and more, and I can't tell if it's because I'm becoming more adult or something, and like, you know when you lose like the childish side of like toys and stuff like that? And like Santa, you know, but I haven't, like, I still believe in Santa and all that jazz. But what I'm saying is that, like, I guess you start to view things from a different viewpoint, and you start to, like, expose, like, the real world and how messed up it is, and, like, how everything is, like, not even centered around Jesus, and it's more about, like, giving gifts and shopping and corporate, you know, stuff like that.
Commercialism.
Yeah.
Capitalism.
And, like, I mean, I work at an ad agency. I obviously know, like, how things are geared and, like, to get you thinking certain ways. I obviously understand that side of, like, that way of thinking, but I just feel like the whole, like, mystery and the whole, like, anticipation of Christmas is, like, gone from society these days. Like, more and more, it gets chipped away.
See, I think my problem is Christmas is on a Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, granted...
That's double church.
Yeah.
No.
See, it can't be double church, because you can't... Man, it'll just be one really, really long-ass mass, but...
Always feels like it's really one long mess.
It'll be done on Sunday. There's no... Because the worst day to ever get, like, Christmas is Saturday. Because, one, you don't miss work. Two, you have to go to Mass on Saturday. And then, bam, Sunday, Mass.
Yeah,
it's like
bam.
So much damn church. But I think being on a Sunday, it was like, all right, so I'm just looking at a...
You get the Monday off, though, right?
I hope so, because it would suck to go to work right after Christmas Day.
Yeah, I think I get the Monday.
Because I'm pretty sure we get the Friday, like, a half day, or they'll let us out early on Friday. I'm kind of counting on it. And then, like, Christmas Day itself is on Sunday. I'm like, eh, it's going to be boring as hell.
James, haven't you had to work, like, on Christmas Eve before or something like that? Or on Christmas Day at one point?
Oh, yeah. I've worked all the holidays.
God, dude.
Yeah, I worked.
So how does it feel to, like, be left out?
We left you out.
Oh, it feels great.
No, I mean, like, how does it feel like when you see everyone else? Like, do you ever see other people that are just like going about their daily routine and like, or getting to see like, you know, their family and stuff? But then you're just like, oh, I'm stuck here. I can't like leave. And
well, yeah. It's great when I'm working and then I think I'm thinking like, oh, damn it, I can't be home with my family on Christmas and stuff. And then I look at the people that I'm working around. I'm like, oh, well, you know what? They don't get to be with their families either. That's fine.
I want to ask James, not coworkers. Does your special line of clientele kind of give you a little bit of a break on Christmas Day? Or
yeah, I'm like, you know what? They're probably not going to see their families on their birthday or, you know, New Year's or anything either. So, you know what?
But they have to see me.
It's all good.
So yeah. They're your verification of, like, existence of Christmas.
They're living proof that things could be worse.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just look around.
You're like,
yep.
This is
what?
The scum of
things
the universe.
Things can be worse. But I don't think the guys in there can really say that.
Yeah, so, it's like the perfect line of work for me, too, because I'm the type of guy that's kind of prone to, I don't want to say depression, but, you know, just being pissed off and stuff all the time.
Is there a symptom? What is that called? There's...
Symptom.
Just being pissed off.
I'm trying to
all
diagnose
the time.
James.
I don't know, but
whatever you're prone to that. Whatever it is.
Yeah. So it's good to be around people that have it worse off than I do. It makes me feel better.
Yeah. So if you were to go to Haiti or something like that, you'd be like, I feel so great being here.
No, because
got pepper sprayed 10 calories.
Because I wouldn't have internet or cable TV if I was down there.
You wouldn't have your Mountain Dew.
True. Well,
so we all
have
pretty
Mountain
good
Dew in Haiti. What do they have in Haiti? No, like, they have buildings.
Like disgusting water that you can't even
collapse.
Drink.
They have genocide over there. They have genocide.
Do they?
Haiti.
Yeah, fuck them.
They got
blood,
like
blood diamonds.
They got like terrorism.
Who cares?
Who cares? That?
If they had any kind of ambition, they would have voted their way over to America like the Cubans.
No.
That's
no,
what
but,
everyone's trying to do. That's why it's becoming bad.
I saw this picture on the internet. It was like this like little Haitian kid dancing. It says, I don't own a PC, but at the bottom it says, but I still play Minesweeper every day.
Oh, no.
It's vicious.
They don't have Minesweeper on Mac.
No, they have another one that there's like a little picture of this little African tribal kid, and he goes, doesn't own a TV, and then below it it says, watches Animal Planet HD every day.
Yes.
So have you only had that one job during the holiday times, James?
No, I was away with the military on some holidays. That was.
Did you ever celebrate Christmas overseas? I can't remember.
No. Okay. Not overseas. I celebrated my birthday. I don't know.
Did we celebrate your birthday?
No. Did you spend like? Because I remember once. Didn't you like? There was some holiday. Maybe it was like July 4th or some decent
yeah.
holiday.
That's his birthday. Because
yeah.
I remember you were like instant messaging me from like where Afghanistan or from Afghanistan. You're like, it's awesome. The Chow Hall. They actually like brought out the good food today, and we got like all this fried chicken and stuff like that. I was like, "Well, good. I'm happy for you. I'm glad you're getting to eat some real good food for a change."
It ruled. I remember talking to you on there on IM, and you were saying it was like morning here or something, or it was nighttime there, and you didn't realize that it was nighttime there. You were like, "Oh, well, it's perfect time to take a dump right now." Because yeah, I had told you that.
Yeah, it was like late at night. And he was just, no. James was doing like night patrol or something. And I asked, I was like, is it really like busy or anything? He's like, well, not really. It's kind of calm. But, you know, we still gotta like take watch. I was like, there's someone else that can cover you for 5 minutes? Because now's a good time to take a dump.
Yeah, because it was so hot. It was too hot during the day.
So you guys have any like? Because Danny, you brought up like television and stuff like that. So is there no good Christmas television this year or in the past years?
It's not that I just haven't been really paying attention.
Does Walking Dead not have a Christmas episode?
That'd be awesome if they had a non-storyline Christmas episode. That would be kind of cool.
Like a little one shot that was just.
But they did a they
zombies
pulled,
and
they
the
pulled
holidays.
A they pulled a mid-season finale. So they're gone till February.
See, I'm a big fan of, like, the Christmas episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
Of everything. Like, Smallville always had one. Every show that I watched had that.
We have a Community one.
Yeah.
We're set to watch
yeah,
later on.
Yeah, Community had that, which, freaking, if they don't bring that back, I'm so mad.
Yeah,
I'd be so mad if they don't have
NBC's
that show.
NBC's doing it to just piss off people.
Why do they still have, apparently,
but maybe it's, like, a good to have, a warning, you know, to be like, hey, this show's, like, questionable. Maybe you fans, if you really love the show so much, you should do something about it. That's, like, what happened with Chuck.
That's true.
So fans have to come through with it.
But Whitney apparently gets like 3 times more viewers than Community, and I don't understand why.
I don't understand that either.
Howard Stern.
Does he vouch for it?
Howard Stern, like he basically vouched for it on his show.
And Howard Stern does not vouch for, he does not co-sign for Community?
I don't think he's watched it.
If I had a Christmas
wish,
I want that.
The thing is, he knows Whitney Cummings. Like, he knows on a personal level, so.
Are you a fan of Whitney Cummings?
She's funny. She's cute.
I saw her
stand-up.
I saw her stand-up. I thought it was pretty interesting, because I'll be honest with you, like, I know this is going to sound, like, rude or something, but Like, all of her jokes, I was like, man, I've thought about all these things. And then I came up with this stuff. But then I was like, but she said it first. You know what I mean? Like, so I give her credit for, like, saying it. But then I'm like, but that's pretty good that, like, because it's like, well, I can relate to it. Like, I thought of some of these things, you know? So, like,
on
that level, like, I was like, oh, cool, I like her. You know? So that was, like, the first, I don't know which stand-up I saw or when it was or whatever. It was, I think it might have been on Comedy Central, if I had to guess. And then I saw her on, like, the MTV, she was hosting the New Year presentation of the ball drop. I guess this might have been like 2 years ago. And like, to be honest with you, I thought that she was really drunk and it was blatantly obvious. And it was bad though. Like it wasn't cute. It wasn't funny. I was just like, you need to get off TV. Like she just didn't like present herself in a positive way.
It would be so awesome if I were like hammered at like behind, like no, but like front row right behind the gate, like right behind the gate on camera. And then I decided, I need to drunk text James right now, like while I'm on camera. And it's like you see like the robotic, like Ryan Seacrest being like, and we're getting close to the ball dropping, and then you hear in the background, listen, you cum sucking motherfucker. And, like, and then it's just me on the phone in the front row, like yelling and cursing at James' voicemail. That would be epic.
That would beautiful. Be epic. We need to stage that for New Year's with Carson. Damn it.
I lost all your old prank calls when I got my new phone.
I saved them all. I have all of yours.
Man, one day we gotta play like a whole bunch of those if we can get them back on the air. Just have a whole sound bite that can just push a button and it just does that.
We've played a couple of them on there.
You cocksa, DZD's nuts.
But it would be awesome to like one day have as much pull as Howard Stern does. I mean, I know he's worked on it for like the past 30 years, but it's just amazing how like, if you get to his level, he could just say one thing and like save
you can
show.
Control some things. It's so, just you have to be under like,
why don't you
have
take
to be
your top off.
And then instantly you can like see every girl's boobs.
Say your Howard Stern impersonation. Well,
I actually miss Howard a lot.
Why don't you take your top off?
See that on terrestrial radio.
Believe it or not,
why don't you take your top off?
The Howard Stern show is the only reason I pay for a Sirius.
So how much is it? Like I was actually telling Joe about it.
The thing is, I got like
take your top off.
I got like a promotional rate, so it shouldn't be this cheap. But I paid like $30 for like 6 months.
Oh, that's
and
that's
no, but
good.
I know it expires in like January, and it's gonna be a lot more.
How much is it for the normal?
I don't remember, but I think it's like if you do like a full year, it'd be like $112 or something like that. I'm like, man,
it's steep, but if you think about it, it's like what is that breakdown at like 30 cents a day or something?
Well, here's the thing: Howard Sternly does 3 shows a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and
For 4 hours each, or
4 hours a day, and it replays all through the day, and then they just do best of the week on Thursdays and Fridays.
Don't they have a Howard 100 or something?
Howard 101 is for the show. It's like the channel for all his like project shows and
okay.
Everyone else who gets like
so
an hour to
like
it.
So it's basically like Smodcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh, that's interesting. I thought he did all 5 days.
No,
at this point you would die.
Yeah, I mean, the dude's like 57 years old and getting up at 3 a.m. every day. It's gotta suck.
Kevin Smith barely does that many shows now.
Yeah.
I feel
like to be honest with you, I used to listen to like when Smodcast first, you know, arrived full time. I guess that was back in May, maybe. Like I listened to it all the time, like at work. And recently, I'd say the past couple months, I dropped off because what happened was he went away like overseas to promote Red State, which is fine, you know. Like I appreciate that he's still working on his career and stuff. It's not like he like dumped on everyone. It's like see you later, but at the same time, it's like kind of like, well, out of sight, out of mind, and like I just kind of stopped listening, and now I never really remember to tune in. But I mean,
doing one show a week for us is tough enough as it is. Doing 4 hours a day,
yeah. But I think there's also still different when it is your career.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
When it's your career, that changes everything.
Well, also like, I guess he has like enough go at it that, you know, he, like I said, he's worked his ass off for the past 30 years, like hitting all like the radio stations when he was younger and working his way up like the old school way. You know, getting enough attention that he was on all those like magazine covers, and you know, he's king of all media. So at that point, when you're getting that much attention, it kind of drives you.
Sorry,
it does. It does, but I feel like
it's kind of like you can't just like walk away from it.
I still can't believe that like disc jockeys or and live radio that they do that shit for 4 hours. But I
they
feel
get
like
commercial
they,
breaks though.
Yeah, but if you think about it, it's like people
I work 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
But, like, just talking.
And I don't
like,
have 15-minute commercial breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, basically, if you think about it, what are they might fill, like, I don't know, 38 minutes out of the hour.
But they have callers. So, I think that's a key element, too, for the talk.
Keeps things fresh.
And they can always have, like, different segments, too.
Maybe in 2012, I'll try to find out some way to at least have one live show.
Have callers call in.
Yeah, just for one live show a month.
Motherfucking Danny's a racist fucking faggot.
Well, wait a minute. Let's call Danny now.
You know? Danny's like, I mean,
have a showdown on the air.
But yeah, people won't agree with something James has to say, and they'll call him. James is a motherfucker.
And then all of a sudden, we have like all 10 people on Skype. Like,
yeah,
just
it just turns into an argument. And then next thing you know, I'm just gonna be like, owned.
Then I'm just like, it'll be just like
chat
roulette. And I just go next. I just take people off.
You're owned.
Big penis on chat roulette.
Oh no. Was that this year? Did we do that episode this year?
That was probably last year.
Oh yeah, I remember that was an episode with James and you guys were like flipping around chat roulette shows.
That was horrible. That was so horrible.
The experiment is over.
The experiment is definitely over. I'll never go on that website ever again.
I haven't even thought about that like since that show.
That was a long time ago. I think it was last summer. It was last summer.
Like 3/4 of them were just Cox.
I still have several people like talking to me about that episode, how we just sounded so afraid.
Wait, didn't you find like one chat roulette that had like a garage band like
yeah.
waiting?
Yeah, and we talked to them.
There's one that cool. was like dressed up like a banana.
I wanted to like, show your tits.
I wanted to keep I wanted to keep listening to them.
You said that.
James kept on yelling. Oh, I was yelling that, wasn't I?
No, Carolyn said it.
Show your tits.
Yeah, she said it one time.
Yeah, I did.
These are like little kids, man. I think they got the joke.
No, they were not little kids, for the record.
They were like teenagers. They're teenagers.
No, they were above 18.
I said it as a joke. I really wouldn't want to see that.
I thought we were going to talk about Christmas.
We're not talking about Christmas.
There's nothing more holiday than
showing tits on camera.
Show your jingle bells.
Yes. Show them.
Well, that's what a lot of people do during these depressing holiday times. They say like the holiday times are the most depressing time of the year. Is that true? Is that true, James? Do you feel depressed right now?
Yes.
Oh, come on, man.
You are the stereotype.
What is so wrong?
No, I'm not depressed. I'm just ready for the whole season to be over.
The season doesn't stop.
Because this is the time of year I'm like, oh, God damn it. I can't wait till, you know, January.
This is when you can buy some sales. This is where you get some sales, man.
Sales.
James just wants baseball to be back. That was his happy time.
Yeah.
It really was.
Really?
He made a metamorphosis this year into a full-fledged diehard baseball fan.
Yeah, baseball's great because it's outdoor activity and the weather's nice and you just drink brewskis and
you're the only one I know that uses the term brewskis.
Well, this is very true.
There's so many of these names for drinks that you have.
So did you guys go out for Black Friday madness?
No, we went to White Friday.
Oh man, I did.
Danny went out.
Yeah, I went out. I got like a
Nigga Tuesday.
Mooly Monday. Cyber Monday. You mean Mooly Monday? No, I got like a stereo system because my existing one blew up, and I needed a new one. It was sad because I didn't know it blew up until like 2 days before. I was like, shit, now I need a new one. I was like, oh, I guess there's no better time than Black Friday to look for one.
Yeah.
And I got the last one in the motherfucking Sears.
Oh, good.
Picked it up, and someone was like, hey, man, where'd you get it? I was like, I think this was the last one, but it was over there. And I pointed. I'm pretty sure he didn't get one.
Did you have to go through a bunch of crowds and stuff like that?
You know, the thing is, I went to a Sears.
There's no one at Sears.
Everyone wants to go gangbusters on Target and Best Buy and Toys R Us and places like that. I went to Sears.
But in all truth, all those, like, what is it called? Those doorbusters, those prizes sort of suck. Not prizes,
it depends
on
what you get. Cause,
it depends.
My roommate got this big-ass, like, those tool cabinets that you see in the garages and stuff? They're always, like, red or black, and they have, like, 20 drawers and stuff like that. Those things, and if you were to go to any, like, hardware store now, it'd be, like, $700 for what she got. And she got it for three.
300.
So, I mean, do the math there. That's well over 50% off.
That's a deal.
Yeah, that was a motherfucking deal.
That motherfucking deal.
See, I think, like, with this milkweed. Year, like, Toys R Us opened at, what was it, 9 p.m. on Thanksgiving night. And that was the earliest ever opening. But I think that everyone else opened pretty much at, like, midnight or, like, 3 a.m. And that's the earliest ever. And, like, when we went out, it was, what is it, 6 or 7 a.m.? Or I guess it was 7 a.m.
Yeah.
and like all the crazy people were gone.
It was probably the calmest Black Friday ever.
It was very calm. Like you could, we went into Best Buy. It was like a normal crowd. There was no line. It was
really,
yeah, it was pretty. But I guess like 2 years ago, we went to one of the Best Buy, like as it was opening, we saw all the crazy people waiting in line with their Starbucks and their McDonald's.
And you know, there's the assholes that charge the door, like just try to jump in front of the line.
They're horrible. And then it was basically like a zoo, like animals just throwing their trash around, and like it was like the scum of society, pretty much.
I feel like we've talked about Black Friday this time every year.
We do. Well, do we? I mean, it's an annual event.
No, see, the thing is, I still have a couple of the old episodes on like my iPod. And
really?
Yeah, that's awesome. It's actually really funny because I can't always date them, but there was like one episode, James is on it, and you guys were talking about like vitamin water and like 50 Cent.
Yeah.
And then it was so great because like, James is doing what he's doing now. I could see him. I couldn't see him, but I could see him in my head. I was like, James is probably sitting there. And all of a sudden, he hears the name 50 Cent being the sponsor for Vitamin Water, and he leans up forward. He goes, "Why is it 50 Cent out of every single person on the planet? Why could?" And then I could tell James was thinking
he's
on
like
the fly,
protesting
because he was all like, "Why couldn't it be someone like Andre Agassi?"
What?
Yeah, that's you said it.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Is that what you texted me the other day?
Exactly. I said Andre Agassi is on rules. That's exactly why I texted you that.
I had no idea. I said, yes, he does, but why do you say that?
And I said, he just does. But yeah, I know. Yeah, I have heard us talking about Black Friday like at least for two different years.
It's a current thing, man.
It happens every
It's actually
year.
Literally yeah. It is actually hard to keep on subject of a Christmas episode every single year. We all just because there was one
we
year
the KKK.
Yeah, one year
the crazy
like,
Cooney Christmas.
Yeah, our friend Cooney and James were there, but then it got really depressing because Cooney told a story about how a guy who was celebrating his birthday and everyone hoisted him up.
That was me. Know? That was me.
Oh, you told that and then he dropped and he died.
Oh yeah.
They were celebrating. It wasn't his birthday. It was his retirement, and
it's
his
so
coworkers
vicious.
Dropped
it's so
him.
So vicious,
man! What a flapjack that was.
So like then it got really dark.
It's so horrible. It's like the worst story ever, and I just keep laughing at it.
Imagine doing that to like Mr. Ehrenberger.
No,
guys, put me down. No.
Have you guys ever thought about? Have you? I guess
ever thought about dying like that? No, that's the worst way to die. At retirement.
Have you guys
40.
Thought about like? Have you been inside of our old school yet? How many? It's
no.
been
no.
a long ass. That's been over 12
I don't
years.
Want to. It's scary now. That place is like a fortress.
Almost. It's been 12 years, basically, right?
Welcome
or over
to
that.
Jail. I spoke recently with somebody who has.
Really? What happened?
Man, apparently, all those classrooms that had the like the wheelie partitions and whatever.
The open like, classrooms.
Yeah, you know those.
The dividers.
Those dividers.
Yeah,
I think
they
had wheels on the bottom, right? Or something.
Yeah, anyway, they're basically like large cubicles.
Yeah.
Because our school, basically, like for reference, our school was one of the first schools to try out this method that didn't
Some
even
schools.
Work. It didn't even work. And it was basically like, imagine each classroom was in a very open area, but then there might have been like four or five classrooms in one open area, and they're all divided basically in cubicles, large cubicles, so you could actually hear what was going on in the other
The best
class.
Part was there was an opening in between classrooms, maybe about a foot and a half tall, like a big foot and a half space from the top of the wall to the ceiling. So it's like when we were in like our algebra class, we'd throw shit into the other classrooms.
Yes.
Teacher would turn their back and then everyone would start throwing shit over the wall.
I don't even know like why whoever planned that idea thought that that would be effective.
It's fucking retarded.
Well, anyway, they fixed that. So it's all drywalled up now.
Okay.
All the classrooms are actual rooms now.
As it should be.
I got a happy Christmas story.
I didn't even know that that was like an experiment on us. I always just thought that's how it was.
No, that was an experiment.
Dan, you have a happy
roll. Like,
yeah, I got a great one because I bought myself something I've been treasuring for a long time.
Wait, for Christmas?
Yeah, I bought myself a Christmas gift this year.
Oh, nice. It's a good time to.
A WWE Intercontinental Championship belt.
No.
Nice. Which one?
You never had
the old one? The old one.
The Cody Rhodes one?
You didn't have it?
No, I never had the Intercontinental belt.
You have the Cody Rhodes belt?
that style, but unfortunately I wanted a white strap, but I got a black strap. It's such a great deal. I was like, all right, I don't care. It's a black strap. It's now the Macho Man Intercontinental belt.
Does it have that weight? The weight to it?
Yeah, it's an actual metal belt, like 12 pounds.
Can you just get your name engraved on it?
No.
Because it has a plate now.
These are made out of molds, so like they have a. You can see the space for it, but it doesn't have a name on it. I don't care. It looks awesome.
You know, there is one thing that I really miss during this holiday time, and that's watching Starcade live. Every single December, it was over here in Verizon Center.
Yeah, James and I were actually kind of talking about it recently. James was like, damn it, the D apostrophe S sign. I want to see that because we were talking about Thunder. I was like, damn it, no, that was Starcade.
There is a chance WWE is now having the WWE Network, and they are going to be playing those episodes. So there's a quite possible chance that you'll be able to see them again.
Well, yeah. I wanted to see Thunder because I haven't seen that whole episode.
I think I have the VHS tape back in my house in Atlanta.
Damn it!
I'm pretty sure. No, I never threw it away. It exists somewhere.
It'd be great if someone like online on YouTube like actually.
We
like,
just need to find a match.
Damn it! Here, let me.
No, there was. Look up.
He just goes and grabs his pants.
Look up Hogan. Like
look up Hogan.
Look up Hogan handicap match Flair Luger. Because that's what it was.
But they had that for like 4 weeks in a row.
This is true. Remember that stretch of WWE where they had Austin and Bradshaw versus Scott Hall and Hogan like for like six straight weeks?
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell is going on? It sucked so much. No one cared about like X-Pac.
That match was a schmoz, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It just ended. It ruled
schmoz?
Because it was a schmoz because
what the
it was
a schmoz.
A match that doesn't really end. It just it ends.
That was a typical WCW ending.
Yeah,
that was an NWO ending.
The match ended because Flair dropped to his knees and did his no thing.
Ring the bell.
Yeah, with Hogan holding up like his belt, like Hogan holding up like Ric Flair's leather belt, just as like the. Because he jumped Flair, so Flair was in his dress shirt and khakis,
yeah.
And Hogan took the belt out of his pants and was trying to whipping him with it. And then the match ended with Flair on his knees begging for mercy, and then Hogan's holding the belt up, and then they ring the bell. I was like, oh, he gave up without actually being in a hold, or something like that.
Jeez.
What was the date? It was like March 15th, wasn't it?
Oh, shit, I don't remember.
Come on. God damn it.
James
is gonna spend the whole rest of the episode looking for a match from that.
But that is a good. That is a good happy Christmas moment that you had.
Yeah, buying a belt. Oh, I was like, that is the seventh belt in my collection now.
Now, did you actually have like episodes, Christmas episodes that really put you in the mood, man? To put you in there, I remember even me watching a Joker's Christmas, Holiday Nights off of Batman animated.
You know,
series.
You know what?
Even ER Christmas got me in the mood.
You know what
kind
of gets me in the mood every year? Bad Santa.
You know what? I still haven't seen that.
Oh
and
my
I
god,
to.
Bad Santa is hilarious.
That's an awesome
based
movie.
Based yes? off of like your reporting back about it, because I remember a few years ago you were like, "This is the best movie. It's awesome."
It is so great.
It blew my mind about how good it was.
It was John Ritter's last ever like appearance.
Really?
Yeah, he died after Bad Santa.
He died.
Yeah,
oh,
it was really sad. But like it was ruled because it had that little black midget and he was mouthing off to Bernie Mac. And it's just so they're just hearing them go back and forth.
Bernie Mac died too.
Yeah,
man,
died of pneumonia in the summer.
How does that happen?
I don't know, but it did.
Always talking about death on the holiday episode. So what was it about Bad Santa that put you like in the holiday spirit?
I don't know. It's just it fulfills all the
criteria?
Sadistic fantasies you would have about like Santa Claus beating the shit out of kids.
But
in the end, intertwined with all this demented stuff is an actual Christmas story.
So, my friend Cooney and I, we both work film production. We were walking around. We usually have like walking meetings where we walk around places and talk about upcoming production. We went to Springfield Mall, right? During like the daytime.
What?
Well, we usually walk there because we know there's gonna be nothing that's gonna bother us that gets in our way because it's just a store every like mile or so. You know what I mean?
Oh my god!
But one of the sad things that we saw in this Springfield Mall, we're like, there's no way they're gonna have a Santa here. There's no one here.
There was a Santa.
They had a Santa.
They had a Santa.
And
we saw the Santa. We saw the Santa.
Was there a line?
No.
Santa was just standing there.
Santa was sitting there. His body language said everything. He wasn't.
Did you take a picture?
Oh, I did. They didn't. Yes. They didn't even have like. You know how Santa? You know most mall Santas have like a throne.
Yeah.
Like the throne.
Like a gorgeous
no,
throne
just have
with a
like,
snow backdrop.
They just have like a stool. Like a bench where you could easily sit like three or four people on the bench with like a piece of red velvet like over it.
Now, do you think that this guy was actually, like, not mall sponsored and he was just there, like,
no,
just
it was
Santa
definitely
for
mall
some
sponsored.
Like a vendor?
It was definitely mall it was definitely mall sponsored, but his body language was terrible. I mean, there wasn't really a line. There was, like, kids. There were two kids that were just, like, running around him. But he was they weren't, like, getting in his lap and sitting, getting ready for any photos. And his body language, you know, like, you would expect a Santa to be sitting erect. Like, straight up and,
yeah,
like, proper.
Like, an old jolly and
he
stuff.
Was kind of leaned forward, and his forearms are resting on his knees. He was just, like standing, like, slouched over.
He might as well just had a flask
yeah,
in
you
his
could,
hand.
Yeah, exactly. You could see the just terrible
now,
body
did,
language
did
on the Santa.
Did his face even, like, look like a good
like
Santa?
Like, jolly?
No, we didn't get close. I was looking at him from the second floor.
Because, like...
He was in front of JCPenney.
I know that Tyson's... I haven't seen the Tyson Santa this year, but I know that every year they always have, like, a really good-looking Santa. And even, like, I saw the one at Fair Oaks Mall, and he looked like a pretty good Santa. You just know that, like, they specifically choose... Because these are, like... prestigious shopping malls like Tyson's Corner in like
they
you know
audition
in the Glen,
for
Virginia.
That.
You know,
yeah,
you know the thing is
the Tyson's one is like a prestigious role. To
the
have.
Spring the
Scott
Springfield
Steiner versus Ming.
I love how like during our shows like seriously sometimes James spends the whole show just looking for something on his phone.
we should make a rule to put our phones upstairs.
No.
There was a few episodes where all we did was just, like, be on the internet.
The Power Rangers
That's
episode.
Why we had to take it away.
Exactly. No, but the Santa, the best part was, it's like...
Wait, so you never walked directly
so
in front of
No, we were above
Santa
it.
Santa at Springfield Mall.
Yeah, the Santa at Springfield Mall. So, you know, there's, like, the type of red, there's, like, a very synonymous red
like
for
a Coca-Cola
Christmas.
Red.
It was, yeah, it was, like, a PMS 123. No,
yeah.
Wait, no, 186.
I don't have it memorized.
I do,
Pantone.
Because... I do. Pantone PMS 186. So that's the red that everything, like the carpet in front of him, like the tinsel on the trees, all the other elves are wearing, like, or all the photo employees where their uniforms were in that red. This Santa's, but the Santa, his actual outfit was like this burnt sienna Sedona red.
What? So it was like an orange.
Yeah, it was like an off.
What?
It was slightly. It was no. It was like a.
What?
It was like red with too much dark injected into it. It was.
So this
it
is
was,
dark Santa.
Yeah,
then.
It was darker. Yeah, exactly. It was like Santa Claus from old Balls Mahoney. He was like all super dark red, and it didn't look
it's
right.
Not a good Santa.
Yeah, I took a picture of it
it's
too.
Like Tales from the Crypt Santa, the ones
exactly.
That like go into your house, which is another awesome Christmas episode, by the way.
Holy shit!
There's a cricket here.
It's a spider
I just
cricket.
Want to point out.
Fucking. Deer.
Holy
no,
crap.
Don't
he was
do
there
anything.
Last show.
No, those things are a pain in the ass. They're
no,
down
I
in the
like them.
Fucking things.
I like them.
Wait, I can't see it. What's wrong with it?
I'm gonna,
no, no, no.
I'm not going to step on it. I'm just going to push it away.
He see? Was sitting next to your foot the whole like last episode.
Wait, what's, so what were you saying that's bad about this cricket?
Is those deer crickets are in my parents' basement. They're like, they're deer crickets, and they're really aggressive. It's like if you try to take a swing at them, they'll jump away from you, then they'll jump at you.
Then yeah. What?
They just try to
they
just
try to crush
jump on you?
Crush
they
him.
Try to jump on you. They do.
So what's the verdict? Should this guy live or what?
Fuck
no.
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 Carolyn wants to kill
so everyone.
Him.
Everyone's
no.
Saying no, he should not live.
No,
that's
no.
All,
no.
That's
no.
All I heard.
No, yeah, exactly.
Everyone's just
him.
Saying no. I can't understand what no
is
saying.
If this were Gladiator, this is me giving thumbs down to this guy.
No, I for him to live.
All right, guys. So people at home, basically we're in a circle. So this cricket is directly in the center of the circle as we pass judgment on his life.
He can be
thumbs
like
down.
A member of the show.
James,
he's
thumbs up or
moving.
Down?
Yeah,
down.
He's
down.
Not moving.
Definitely down.
What are you
Joe,
for, Joe?
You're the tiebreaker.
I'm not going to kill him.
Damn it.
Well, then
we're
he lives.
Mate.
He lives.
I got a glass.
Whoever,
just put the glass
no!
Over
him. Can we just evacuate him then?
Ryan Braun tested for steroids.
Yes.
What? Where did that come from?
The baseball, the reigning National League
dun, just
most
tell,
valuable
dun,
player.
Here, just tell him to get out of here.
He got busted for steroids. Well, I need something to take a swing at him.
No.
Not,
I'm
no,
going to take a swing.
Not
I'm not
crush.
I'm not gonna crush.
Oh, no.
Spray him.
He's gone. He's on you now. He's actually on you, Carolyn.
Oh, God.
Go. All right, he's gone.
Why are we covering our ears?
Fucking deer cricket. He's back by the guitar and the punching bag. He's gone.
Right.
Guitar and the punching bag.
That we randomly have in the studio today.
He's lucky he's not on the punching bag.
Apartment.
I would Tank Abbott the shit out of him.
We're, so yeah.
I like those guys because there's a whole bunch of them that are in the garage, and then what happens when you open the garage door? They go on, they latch onto the door, and they like go above and go to the top of the garage. It's
hang upside down.
They hang upside down.
So did you guys ever walk up to that Santa Claus? Or you just
No, I was scared too.
You just belittled him from above.
No, we were too busy marveling at how dead the mall was.
See, because yeah, like in Fairfax and the Fair Oaks
graveyard.
Mall, the Fair Oaks Mall, they have a grand setup for like
yeah, this
like
one,
a whole ice princess walk through.
Yes,
and this,
they had an ice princess this
and
year.
And people are standing in line for like 2 hours
so
to get there.
Fair Oaks Mall, how many velvet ropes are needed at Fair Oaks Mall?
There's a lot of velvet ropes.
See, this one had two. Just to make one narrow walkway to get to Santa Claus.
See, that made me question, like, this is a graveyard mall. This is like the mall where, like, why would you put a
Santa
there?
It's the mall where no one wants to
be. You know what? It used to, at one point, it turned into the Chris Rock definition of a black mall. It was nothing, it was like, you had your anchor stores, and then you had, like, six shoe stores and baby clothes. Because, you know, Chris, the joke was Chris Rock was like, you know how you in the black mall? All they got are shoe stores and baby clothes. And that's what Springfield Mall is at some point. But walking around today, there were no maternity stores left. They had two of them. Both are gone. But yet they still had like six shoe stores. Like Foot Action, The Finish Line, Foot Locker.
The Finish Line.
Yeah.
Foot Action.
Yeah. Do they still have Hot Topic there?
Yes, they have Hot Topic there. Yet, like, Pacific Sunwear's yeah, gone, so the bro store is gone.
The food court is so, like...
Oh, the food court is so sad because Popeye's is, like, the only... That wall that had, like, all these restaurants... Popeye's is the only one gone.
Jerry's
Subs
is
gone. Jerry's is gone. Taco Bell is gone.
Like, that was just... And they just
that
got that...
Sucks.
The walk, whatever the...
Oh, jeez. Yeah, Sarku Japan, which...
Did you walk?
But see, that that freaking candy store is still there at the corner, too.
No, it's not.
Is it gone?
It's gone.
Oh.
It's gone.
Owned.
Yeah.
See, when we started walking there, we knew it was dead. So that was the reason why we walked. There was a store or a rest or whatever, like a vendor that was just opening up, you know. And we're like, why did they choose to open up in this mall? And it was a place that makes crepes.
Really?
Oh, I saw that place. This place is still there.
Yeah. No, that was just this year.
Yeah.
we're like,
I'm surprised
new,
that
man.
Like a crepe place would be there too.
Yeah, we literally asked them,
well,
like,
the thing
hey,
is,
why
the
are
thing
you
is,
here?
When
what did they
not,
say?
When Huzzard
he spoke French.
Oh. Awesome.
What?
Yeah.
Why is he doing?
Did he surrender right there? No, I give up.
French
don't hurt me.
let me make you
on the house. Please don't hurt me.
We were just marveled at like they had like a stack of like Nutella.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, yeah. Nutella.
Nutella. Yeah, but like we went and because we were like, we got to go. It's just we needed some time to kill. And we pulled into the parking lot. I was like, it is fucking December 10th, 2 weeks before Christmas. I took like 18 pictures of them all and I made a big blog post about it because I was like, this is fantastic because this parking lot is deader than the Sahara Desert.
I wish you had before and after photos, like back in the day.
I wish I took pictures back in like 1998.
It was so hard to take photos back then.
Yeah,
anyway.
We didn't have camera phones back then.
Yeah. Now we're like, oh, let me get the Instamatic.
Exactly. But the bottom line is, it's like, I was like, this is a shopping mall 2 weeks before Christmas and it is deserted. Walked in. And you walk in, you literally walk into the door, like at that bridge where I used to always walk in front of the old DMV. There is no actual visible store in eyesight when you walk in the door. It is just walls.
So what is the, like, if there is any, is there any premise behind Springfield Mall? Like, is there at least one...
A premise?
Like a premise to go there. Is there at least, like, one store that you can be like, oh, this is the one place I need to go to there?
Crepes, man, crepes. Get crepes. Them crepes.
Maybe Macy's. Because they're probably the only anchor store worth a shit. Target. You go. Everyone wants to go to Target, but you can enter through the outside and not actually go into
the
mall.
Yeah, that's true. I heard that actually people are blaming that Target for the downfall of the mall.
No,
in addition
to the
metro.
Downfall of the mall is the metro.
But then
was it the metro?
Other people
yes,
have said,
it was the
other
metro.
People have said Target.
Why was it the metro that brought it down?
Yeah, James, why was
it
the metro that brought it down?
James, in your research, I want to know through your math, why was it the metro that brought the downfall of Springfield Mall in Virginia? And Franconia, the Franconia stop of...
It used to be Van Dorn, used to be the end of the line, but they decided to make Springfield Franconia the end of the line.
And why, James? Why did that bring down...
The end of
basically, common...
be honest.
Common school of thought is that...
It's the same race as that song.
Yeah, the, you know, there's a certain type of people that used to be attracted to the mall from the suburban areas surrounding the Springfield area. You know, middle class, upper middle class types. With the advent of the metro stop, coming, bringing in different folk from DC, you know, the inner city types. The urban type of folk. I think it really, everybody that used to shop there, you know, kind of said, you know what? I don't really feel safe hanging out here anymore. We're gonna go
down the street to Kingstown. Kingston or whatever they...
Kingstowny.
Well, there's no metro... There's the Van Dorn Street, right?
Yeah,
is that close to there? Is that walking
yeah,
distance?
But even,
no,
even worse
no, you
is, like,
there.
Landmark Mall.
Landmark
Mall. Yeah, Landmark Mall sucks. Don't ever go... Landmark Mall sucks ass.
Jesus. No, there's an actual website, deadmalls.com.
Yeah.
It's just people chronicling shopping malls that have died.
So
nice. I was like, Springfield Mall hasn't joined them yet.
It sucked because I used to go to those malls many
Springfield
times.
Springfield Mall was such a huge part of my
that
adolescence.
That was like the hangout of high school.
And even Landmark, they had that giant tree in the food court. They had
Landmark,
I used to play G.I. Joe, the video game upstairs.
Landmark used to Marvel.
Used to mean something, man.
It was a marvel to me because it was a three-story mall. I was like, man, this mall has three stories.
Yeah.
Even the Mall of America is only two stories.
Are you serious?
Pentagon City?
I never even thought that was such a great thing. It had three stories, but now that you tell me about it, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
pretty big.
Boston,
you know what I was thinking about? Like how you're saying what ruined the metro? Like the urban people?
What ruined the metro?
it ruined the metro and also Springfield Mall. Is like the urban people? And then I was just thinking about it.
Urban
urbans.
People.
There's
Keith
like
urbans.
A couple.
Herbs.
I like Keith Urban. But there's a couple black Herbers. People that I know Herbs. Of that there's, you know, I like black people, but like, I'm just
what
saying.
What does black people have to do with anything?
We didn't
I'm
say
just
anything
saying,
about blacks.
I'm just saying that basically.
Now you mention it.
But I was just thinking about like the good black people that you know of.
The Cosbys.
Like, but I feel bad for them because it's like gosh. Then when everybody mentions
the
like their like when everybody I love the Winslows, man.
You're not gonna say the Wayans though, right? Are you just gonna call them the Wayans? The Wayans is the downfall.
In living color crowd.
I'm just saying, like, there's a certain crowd, like.
That's
why I said the Urbans.
Yeah, I'm saying is, like, think about the black people that
you
know.
Keith Urban and your damn family.
The black people that you know of that are like good, you know, and then it's like then when you think about like their other half, like their other peoples, it's kind of like those people ruin it for like the good black people.
All right, so put up against the mic.
I love that.
What you get?
I'm a big fan of this song and this show.
Hold on, wait.
This is my
go.
Jam. Are you
here
gonna
you
sing?
Go.
So rare condition, this day and age. Any good news on the newspaper?
And you know what's funny is that's a black guy. No, that's a white guy that's singing that.
Some people say it's even
that sounds like a white guy, doesn't it?
Well, you know, it's kind of like it's kind of like DX. Or no, it was like
DX.
No, one of those like black wrestlers had a white guy doing the rap for him.
Like
it's kind of like a almost like a Rod Stewart,
yeah,
Michael Bolton kind of voice.
I'm not a big Michael
Bolton
fan.
So really, what you're saying, Carolyn, is we can divide the black people into types of families.
But
you have
can
the Winslows,
do it also with white.
What was the Fresh Prince's family? What was those
the Bankses?
The Bankses, the Wayans,
and Keith Urban's family.
Keith Urban from Australia.
What? Urban?
Where
does
that come in?
Yeah, Keith Urban.
He's not black though.
He's from Australian.
We're talking about code words here, James.
Yeah, but
you guys were trying to
the black
censor
families?
Yourself.
Did he just say? Well, did you not just say black families? Did I?
Nachos.
Oh.
Just said nachos.
Nachos.
Wait. So okay.
So
the Banks, the Winslows,
the Cosbys,
the Cosbys,
and the Wayans.
The Wayans.
Which one was the downfall of Springfield Mall?
The
Wayans.
The Wayans.
The Wayans.
The Wayans.
For
them.
Sure.
Eddie Winslows.
But isn't it horrible that like the Winslows get discriminated against because of the Wayans?
I think so.
Yeah,
it's
that
always
is
the
I mean,
Wayans.
Like, but imagine being like a good black person, like a
imagine being a Banks,
man.
Or
you know
Winslow.
What? I can't wait to see what image Joe chooses for the website. Right now, I nominate like a family portrait of like the entire Winslow.
It has
family.
To be the Christmas episode,
yeah,
though.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I love the Winslow.
What are the black families other on TV?
Not more anymore.
That's it.
The Hughleys.
The Hughleys.
Oh, what about Rock? What about The Rock?
Rock.
Yeah.
Or there was also
who's his name?
My name is Chris
Rock.
Or something. I hate Chris.
Oh yeah, my name is Chris. The
Bernie Mac family.
Yeah.
Bernie Mac.
Oh damn it.
Bernie Mac was like taking like a Wayans into the kinda. Banks, which was basically what the Fresh Prince was anyway.
I'm trying to think of a bad one. Were there any bad ones? On
any
TV?
One of those Tyler Perry ones?
Yeah, anything involving Tyler Perry is bad.
Damn it! I still haven't seen any of his products.
Neither have I.
But anyway, I'm just saying, I kind of actually feel bad for like the good black people.
I remember at the Oscars when Tyler Perry was
out there.
Tyler Perry was giving away an award, and I think one of the first things he said was like, "I bet you're wondering, what am I doing here at the Oscars?" I thought it was great that he said that.
At least he gets points for that.
Yeah.
Well, it's like ludicrous when he was on Saturday Night Live. He goes, "Hi, everybody. This is Chris Bridges. But when a cop pulls me over, I'm Chris Bridges. But when it's like, but it depends. If it's a black cop, I'm ludicrous. But if it's a white cop, how are you doing tonight? My name is Chris Bridges."
That is a pretty good name. A pretty up, like, you know.
Chris Bridges.
A good, upstanding individual.
Yeah, it's like
individual.
A Carlton name.
Carlton, yeah, exactly.
They always had good episodes, Christmas episodes, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I always enjoyed those.
They're so tacky, but I always liked them, where the Christmas episodes were something supernatural happened that kind of made you believe, they try to convince
you to believe. You mean like the Married with Children one?
Yeah, that Santa was real or something like that.
Yeah, I just wrote an episode like that. Married with Children had a good episode, remember, because, there was that one episode,
the Bundyful Christmas,
where he was trying to fix a light,
yeah,
and
Sam
and he
Kinison,
shocked himself.
It's a Bundyful life,
yeah. That was a freaking awesome episode, man.
Yeah, but that's cool in one. That's cool in the It's a Wonderful Life way. But I'm like talking about like when like the poor family can't afford the super gift, but the super gift is there at the end of the show, and no one knows where it came from, and then they're like, "Oh my god, it was a real Santa Claus delivered it," or something like
that. Yeah.
Those are always the ones that kind of like
make you believe
heart.
In Santa, man.
But also another.
That was always sad when people stopped believing in Santa.
Another thing about like the super gift, you know, they have that adopt a family type thing.
Super gift.
You know, like you adopt a family and then like your company is supposed to, everyone donates something so that the family can get what they want on their wish list.
Oh, an Nduku.
I don't know what that is. Nduku.
What?
An Nduku family.
Okay, I don't know.
What do you sponsor?
Yeah, you sponsor a family and you get what's on their list. Well,
Ndukus.
I would feel so humiliated if I was sponsored by somebody.
I know of
James, I will send you 46 cents a day.
I know of like
that's what a scholarship
is
anyway.
This one group of people, I don't want to disclose who they were.
Winslow's Wayne.
No, that's how you troll someone, James. That's how you really troll someone. Just put 46 cents in someone's mailbox every day, and they'll be like, "I don't want your sponsorship," and you'd be like, "It's not a choice."
But anyway, I don't want to disclose like where this person works and stuff, but basically what they told me is that they got their family, and it turned out to be like a Muslim family, and then like everyone like hated that,
like, no.
And then like they were looking at the list of like stuff that they needed. And keep in mind, these are supposed to be, like, stuff that you need. Like, you know, socks and stuff. You know, like, things that family can't afford. But instead they wanted, like, Xbox.
And PS3.
They listed, like, all these games and stuff like that. God, and, like, I forget. I think they had three kids that were, like, teenage age. But it's, like, I mean, like, on one hand, I was, like, well, first of all, I feel, like, bad that, like, everyone's, like, discriminating. Because it's, like, oh, well, they're, like, here you have a company that's, like, oh, we want to sponsor you. But then they find out that they're Muslim. And they're, like,
yeah, give them games, like, Call of Duty or, like, 50 Cent Blood in the Sand, where you're killing, like, Muslims.
Why are there Muslims? This is for what? For Christmas?
Yeah. It's, like, a Christmas sponsorship where you're supposed to buy what they want on
their
wish
list. Why the hell
are
there Muslims on the list? You should mail them a bomb. Like mail them a package, a mail bomb.
That's actually a great point that you bring up, that it was like Christmas sponsorship.
No. What you do is you send them an 8x10 glossy of Andre Agassi dipped in anthrax.
Yes. Anthrax.
But I mean, like, on one hand, I was like discussing it anthrax with this person, rules. And I was like, well, on one hand, I'm like, I guess back in the day, you know, like back in our day, we would have said like, oh, I want a Game Boy, or, you know, I don't know, something like that. But like,
they're shooting for the moon.
But like nowadays, it's like, yeah, if somebody asks you what you want, of course you're gonna say like, hey, I want an Xbox and whatever, you know. So it's like those kids want that. But then on the other hand, it's like, well, if you're really that poor, like I feel like if I was super poor. And I was, like, on food stamps and all that, and I was, like, super poor. I would ask for stuff like, oh, can I get, like,
can
a new pair
some
of shoes or something.
Clean socks.
Yeah, can I have some nice socks and a pair of shoes and, like, you know, a shirt or something. I don't know what else I would ask for, but, you know, stuff like that. It's like stuff that you'd actually need to keep warm, or a coat or something, you know? Like, can I have a coat that keeps
First
me warm?
First world problems.
But instead, these people are asking for Xbox and stuff. It's like, really?
Losers.
I just thought that was First world problems. Interesting. Dude, I've seen people that for like food stamps get like gum and stuff. And I'm like, you want gum?
Candy bars and crap?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be for bread and milk.
Yeah, it's supposed to be for like basic necessity food.
Exactly. People abuse food stamps like crazy.
Oh, they do.
It's a crooked system.
Damn it. Did I ever tell the story on here about my Toys for Tots?
Better hurry. Got a minute.
Toys for Tots campaign when I was in the Marine Corps Reserve.
Say it. All right. Just tell it.
Long story short. People were showing up.
You have 1 minute.
People were showing up in Escalades and Mercedes picking up free toys for the kids.
Oh, no.
Boom. Owned.
That's so horrible.
Oh, man. Did you ever see that episode of How I Met Your Mother? Where NPH, Neil Patrick Harris, was working for the homeless shelter. And NPH. Yeah, NPH.
Such affection.
What?
Wait,
Fuck you, man.
Is that Doogie Howser?
Yes!
Oh, Doogie Howser sucks.
Oh! NPH rules. But NPH was working at a soup kitchen on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And then it was like the Thanksgiving episode. And it turns out that all the employees were crooked. And because they're like, we're going to sort through all the food donations. And then they're sorting through the food donations. And then one of NPH's friends, he's like, shiitake mushrooms, where do I put those? And then they're like, oh, put them in that box over there. And then, like, when the day was over, the girl that said to put the box over there, she took the box and she's like, hey, can you go put this in my car?
Oh, man.
So crazy.
They were taking all the good shit for themselves.
Man, that's why the holiday spirit is missing.
Exactly.
Because you see all this crookedness happening.
No, see, the best part about it was, at the end of the episode, they found real holiday joy by having the Thanksgiving feast available at the nudie club.
Nice.
Good stuff.
Holiday times at the nudie club.
That's how I met your mother.
Man.
At the nudie bar.
At the nudie bar. Well, thanks for joining us, guys, for this holiday edition of the Carolyn and Joe Show.
Merry Christmas.
Always a pleasure.
Merry Christmas, guys. Yes, Merry Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
No. Damn it, no.
No Kwanzaa for you.
Dreidel. Yes.
I'm going to go after this show. After this, I hope everyone goes home and they watch my favorite Christmas episode, which is the Pinky and Brain holiday special. You should go check that out. I love it.
Bad Santa.
Yes.
I love it.
Bad Santa. And there you go. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn. And we also have James.
Danny.
Yes.
Nice.
Catch you guys for our one episode, the last episode before the new year. So,
NPH rules.
Maybe it should be a best of 2011.
That's right. Man, maybe. Well, there you go, guys. Merry Christmas. Do something good for everyone.